Hello, this is Shmuel Wise, Talmud of Rabbi David with Shlita, Chabetz Chaim of Rochester Yeshiva. I've been privileged to give, I guess we can call this a recorded shiur on Perek Lo Yachpor, which is the second Perek in Baba Basra, beginning on Daf Yud Zayin. We're going to be hopefully going through this parak in the Chavetz Chaim Derech HaLimud, which puts a big focus on pshat and in-text analysis in following the steps of the Gemara. So should have Ziyata Dishmaya to say things correctly and accurately is the best of my ability. That brings us to the joke, which I heard from actually Rabbi Davidowitz when I came for Feher to come to the yeshiva in ninth grade many years ago. He told my father and I a joke. The joke was, how many Chavetz Chaim guys does it take to screw in a light bulb? So the teretz is, one, it just takes a really, really, really long time. Anyway, let's begin the Mishnah. The Mishnah is discussing the topic which abounds throughout the Masechta of Nizkei Shechinim. In other words, we're allowed to, of course, make use of our property as we please, as long as in so doing we're not going to be mazik our neighbors. There are many, many gedarim and halachos governing the laws of Nizkei Shechinim, making sure that the activities we're doing in our property are not causing damage to our neighbor. So the Mishnah begins by listing several specific cases which were required to keep a certain distance and possibly take other measures to assure that our activities, which are potentially hazardous to our friend's property, will not cause damage. So Zok the Mishnah begins, Lo yachpur adam bor samach lebor shachavero. Person should not dig a bor next to his friend's bor, his neighbor's bor. Na velo siach, velo ma'ara, velo amas amayim, velo nibrachas chopsin. These are all just variations, different types of boros, different shapes. Ma'ara means it's covered, a siach is it's different shape, it's not circular, it's like a longer, narrow type of bor. Amas amayim is an irrigation channel. Nibrachas chopsin is a pool where they used to do their laundry in. All these types of structures, one must assure not to dig it within too close of proximity of his neighbor's bor. Elaine Cain, the Mishnah tells us the exact amount, the distance that one must have between his and his friend's bor. Elaine Cain, Hirchit Mikoso Shachavero Shlosha Tfachim. Incorporating the Bach here, one must distance his bor, or any other of these types of boros, at least, the very least, three tfachim away from his neighbor's bor. Not only that, not only is there this minimum distance of three tfachim, additionally, v'sod b'sid, he is required to apply a line like a plaster to his bor, as an added protection from his bor to his friends. Now, what exactly is the damage here? Well, no surprise, that's the subject of machlokas. Rashi seems to be learning. If we look at Dibra Maschel Ella im Cain, Mipne Shechavir Asmucha Lebor Machlashes Kosle Abor Merapo Son. Seems to be learning that The problem here is the digging, the act of the digging, weakens the bore of his neighbor. In fact, the Gemara on the next page seems to imply such a pshat, for it uses a lashon komara umara de komerchay machias komerapis lo le'orai. That it seems that the issue is each digging, the Gemara says, that you each time you dig, it's weak, it's loosening the earth in my property. Seemingly supporting this pshat of Rashi. Tosfos, however, disagrees and says that all the boros listed in our Mishnah are all talking about a case where they contain water, as they often did, and thus the issue, the damage here, in fact, is potentially the water seeping through from this person's bore into the property of his neighbor. And that's the damage in these first cases in our Mishnah. According to Rashi, the purpose of lining the bore with plaster, it would seem, would be because the bore itself, the space of the bore, gives less, like it loosens the ground, it could potentially loosen the ground of his neighbor and sort of solidify the surrounding earth. We put plaster so as not to loosen the earth of the neighbor, his neighbor. According to Tosfos, it seems like we have to say the function of putting up the plaster is to block, simply to block the water from seeping through into the neighbor's property. Anyway, the Mishnah continues with other items that have to be distanced from in his neighbor's property. Machikmas hagefes, olive, you know, psolas from olive refuse. Yisazevel, manure, yisamelach, salt, yisasid, lime, yisaslime, some kind of stones, flint stones. Nakosu shechaver shleisha tvachim, yisad besid. All these items, the hazard of them is that they produce heat, and therefore can cause damage to the neighbor's wall. And therefore, we have to distance them 3 tvachim from the neighbor's wall. According to Tosfos Girsa, that we're assuming now, seems like, once again, in addition to the distance of 3 tvachim, we have to apply some lime plaster for an added protection. However, Rashi and Yates seems to have the Girsa Osa Besid, and in fact, the Gemara has a little discussion about what is the correct reading of these words. How do we interpret these words? Is it an added requirement, or is it an alternative? We'll see about that on Daf Yates. The Mishnah continues, Machigmas Azrayim, at the distance, seeds, which can also be hazardous to the neighbor's wall. We'll see in the Gemara, Samachresha, one mustn't use his plow closer than 3 tvachim within his neighbor's property. That's mere glaim. Urine must be kept away. Minakosa shlosha tvachim. All these things, once again, could damage the wall of his neighbor. They have to distance it 3 tvachim. And then the Mishnah says, Marchikinus areichayim, a mill, the vibrations caused by using the mill can be damaging if it's too close to his neighbor's property. So that as well has to be shlosha tvachim away. Now if you're measuring, there's 2 parts to a mill. There's the shechev and the rechev. The shechev is the bottom part. It's wider at the bottom and it's narrower at top. So if one is measuring from the lower part, the shechev, it will be 3 tvachim. Shein arba min arechev. If you're measuring from the top, it will be 4 tvachim. And finally, Mishnah says, it's a tanur, an oven, obviously that could be hazardous. That also has to be distanced away, and that will be again be shloshim min akaya, 3 from the bottom part, which is wider, shenava min asapa, which will be 4 tvachim, if you're measuring from the top, which is more narrow.